Blog Talk Radio.
I just wanna show you how much I appreciate you. Yes. Wanna show you how much I'm dedicated to you. Yes. Wanna show you how much I will forever be true. Yes. Wanna show you how much you got your girl feeling good. Yes. Wanna show you how much you understood. Yes. Wanna show you how much I value what you say. Not only are you loyal, you're patient with me, babe. Wanna show you how much I really care about your heart.
Wanna show you how much
I hate being apart. Show you, show you, show you, tell you through with me.
I wanna keep it how it is,
so you can never say how it used to be. Day and night, I wanna make that body rock. Sit back and watch.
I'm gonna dance for you. Oh, oh, oh. Back. Dropping this thing back. This is for the time you gave me flowers, for the world that is ours, for the moolah, for the power of love. And no, I won't never, ever, ever give you up. And I wanna say thank you in case I don't thank you enough. A woman in the street and a freak in a you know what. Sit back, it's a pregame show. Daddy, you know what's up.
I'll be swirling on my bag, swirling, swirling on your bag. I wanna
I can see you don't need. I can see you want me. Want me. Yeah. I just tryna get caught up in the moment. No, no. I can see you don't need. No, no. I can see you want me. No, 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 no. Yeah, let do we ride it slow. Yeah, let do we ride it. One more time, then rewind it. Baby, one more time, then rewind it. I wish I could star up your heart in my notes. I wish I could lock up your heart when I go. I wish I could lock up your heart when I go. See, you got a guard on your heart, girl, I know. My size. My size. Till I die. I ride. Yeah, yeah. My size. Stay by. My size. Till I die.
evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, let's talk about where we do things. The dial-in number, should you be listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, when you get here, please press 1. If you're already here and you have not pressed 1, I'm sure once I reveal the topic, it might inspire you to press that 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Now, I got mine, but do you have yours? Let's give a huge shout out to our illustrious CEO, none other than author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, who is also the CEO of Raw Links. So hit my brother up and get you some jewels, some gems to put around your neck, your wrists, maybe even your ears. Hey, Raw Links is something special. Tonight's topic is pretty interesting. Because we often hear about, I need her to be my piece. Yeah, she got to be my piece. So we're going to talk about that tonight. Fellas, how can she be your piece? And ladies, if you're being his piece, what does he need to be for you? Right? So, I guess I'll go first, since I'm a fella. What can she do to be my piece? If I were involved, and the male-female relationship dynamic is always filled with competition, right? I feel like that we have to compete, or the world tells us that we need to compete with each other for our love instead of just freely just allowing it to organically happen. So one of the things that I know for me that I need of how she can be my piece is when I need to talk, when I need to get something off my chest, when I need to be expressive, when I need to reach deep into my emotions and let something out. I need her to be understanding and be a willing vessel for me to pour into her and unpack that. I don't necessarily need a rebuttal. I don't necessarily need a way to fix it. But I sometimes just need that moment to release. But I need to be okay with releasing. If she's my piece, then she has to be dynamic enough to say, you know what, baby, I got you. Go ahead, let it out. Let it out. It's okay. Because in her piece, there's a safe space. And I can feel that. It's not this combative thing. It's not going to be met with negative energy or negative resistance. It's just going to be a place of calm so that I can release. That's just me. That's one of the things that I need for her to be my peace. Now, that I wrote for this evening, it's called Something About That Peace. When my dreams have dreams about you, I arise with the sun and be at peace. All the madness around me cease, all because you consciously decided you'd be by my side unbridled. Letting every element of nature know you got me, and turmoil would have to travel through hell and high water to mess with my psyche, because she's God's daughter. So she vowed to God that if he ever granted her a king, she would protect him and his praises she would sing, letting angels know just how her halo angles just so. With a love so strong for me, even the devil's imps would see that in our kings and queens quarters, surrounded by a new garden of Eden filled with blue waters, she's my peace. Within her realm, she's made this oasis for me to release. She unshackled my slave-like mentality by being willingly ready enough to give me space to be a man. As I unpack all my troubles and emotions unto my woman, this goes without saying that I don't have to tell her how to be my peace, because she studied me long enough to know just how naturally to help orchestrate my release. She unifies my manhood with her sensitive womanhood so that the only turmoil we would allow would be in our bedsheets, where we satisfy each other's physical vows. And that's that peace. Now, I am curious to hear your perspective on this topic and your poetry. But you know how we do. We got to get the conversation out the way before we get to your piece, because that's important. After all, there is Let's Talk About It, right? So, let's talk about it. First person on the mic tonight happens to be one half of the Erotic Love Zone and the host of Poetic Therapy opposite me every other Saturday here on Epiphany Radio is La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, man. Beautiful, beautiful piece.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Had me in my feelings a little bit with that piece, but, you know, it happened.
I bet. That was really, really nice.
How you feeling? Thank you. How you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling all right. I had a little turmoil earlier, but I'm feeling all right, man. I had to weed out some stuff. But I'm good.
Glad to hear it. Now, La Pearl La Negra. If you're being his peace, what does he need to be for you? Let's talk about it.
He needs to definitely be peaceful when he comes to me. I always bring peace. I never bring chaos. Just be open to where, I don't want to give too much away from my peace, but provide a safe space for me to be comfortable enough to be open. And everything else will just happen organically. Because if you provide that safe space for me, then I can be completely naked, and it's nothing that I won't do for him. But, he has to come to me peaceful, because I will provide a safe space for him to trust me. And I understand about men and their trust issues. Because a lot of women have weaponized that fake. So, you know, if he can come to me peaceful, everything will just flow organically.
So, if he can come to you peaceful, so the question is what does he need to be for you? Since you're being his peace, what do you need him to be for you? Do you need him to be your peace? Do you need him to be something else? What do you need him to be?
I don't need him. Okay. I don't need him to be my peace, because I'm already peaceful inside. Just don't bring chaos into my energy. Be willing to talk to me and listen to me. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yep, I got you. Okay. Be willing to talk to you. Be willing to shut up. Shut it.
Have an open ear when I need to talk. And those of y'all that know me, you know I can be a chatterbox. But
Listen.
At the same time, listen. I know my limits now. I ain't crazy for
okay.
real. I know
okay.
y'all think that.
I had to silence your crew because you haven't been there. We haven't, you know. I had to silence them for just a moment because they were being rather rude. Because you know, it's been almost a month. You know, it's been almost a month. So I had to, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, you raised some very, very valid points. Earlier when you started talking about the weaponization of the vulnerability of men. Whew,
mm-hmm.
Man, I have mm-hmm. been through that. It seems like mm-hmm. the sad thing is that when you're with someone for a long period of time and you're able to express certain things and open up about certain things, because that person says they love you, you never expect
mm-hmm.
them to take those things that you've shared in confidence to use them to damage you or hurt you in public.
Mm-hmm.
I've experienced that with the last three women that I was with. So I'm very familiar with that whole. Yeah. So, but I love your perspective tonight. I never, never know how these things are going to go. And I know you didn't want to give too much away because you got this dynamic piece that you want to share. So I appreciate
you.
Now I am so ready to hear what you brought. So I'm going to get out of the way. And the mic is yours.
Thank you. From childhood's hour, I have not been as others were. I have not seen as others saw. I could not bring my passions from a common spring. From the same source, I have not taken my sorrow. I could not awaken my heart to joy at the same tone. And all that I loved alone. Edgar Allan Poe. To be my peace, you must understand that the love I share has a deep connection with the highest white light. So he and everything he loves will always be covered in my conversations with the Most High. Because spirit is always present in me, so I love like no other. To be my peace, I need him to understand that I carry wisdom, so his safe space will never be a weapon. He can trust me. I need him to be the one who really sees me because I've been overlooked. I need for him to understand that his appreciation emphasizes the natural essence of my true inner beauty because my spirit has been broken. That I only need my gentleman's beast to appear in two places. Unsafe conditions, and in the bed. I need him to crave me so that I know he isn't drawn to another because they've always made her presence felt above mine. To be my peace, I need him to give me the safe space of comfort where he is so willing to hear me that we connect at a level where I feel his kisses on my soul, because my words have been deemed redundant. I need to see forever behind the water in his eyes because uncertainty isn't acceptable now. I need to feel the love in his always welcoming embrace and the passion in his kisses so I can just dive in. Because rejection built these walls. I need his selflessness exuded limitlessly and to never take my openness for granted. Because I only know how to give. I need him to know that he can exhale his troubles between my heartbeat and escape in me when he rests his head upon my bosom.
because I'm not trying to be, I am his woman. But what I most need to know is my heart safe with you. Because this time, I just might not mend as broken. I bring peace. Give me you. So please bring peace to my peace. I've already had a home in hell's chaos. That's that peace.
Wow. Wow. You said a lot. You said a lot.
You asked, right?
It was the closing of the piece when you talked about you need to know if your heart is safe with him. Mm-hmm. That's powerful. Powerful. And earlier in the piece, you laid out some qualifications about this peace that you expect. I love the transparency of this piece. I love the passion in it, in your words. Excellent scribe, La Perla Negra. Excellent scribe.
Thank you. Whew, now I can breathe. I'm nervous about my shit. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, before I send you over to the vultures, I mean the security team. Can you, would you mind letting everyone know what you got going on Epiphany Radio?
I sure will. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. Ladies and gentlemen, I am the host of Poetic Therapy. And that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Now, every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Y'all know how we like it too. I mean, the title of the show speaks for itself. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to you, Poetic.
All right, all right. She's coming, boys. She's coming. She's coming. Jeez. All right. I'm going to get you on over to the VIP lounge. We got some champagne imported from Peru tonight. So if you don't mind going over there with the squad, they said it's been far too long, so they'd like to be your piece right now. And I don't mean PEACs, but they want to be your peace. So,
okay. On
over there to that lounge. Enjoy yourself. Pull the curtains if you need to. One love, one.
One love, one right.
Man, that, y'all. La Perla Negra starting the show off, setting the blaze. Listen. I'm just excited about tonight because that was beautiful poetry. And if that's what we're doing tonight, hey, listen, I'm all for it. I am all for it. Let's bring in the next poet, which happens to be the other half host of the Erotic Love Zone here on Epiphany Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss VIP. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Van. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'll be even greater tomorrow after 2 p.m. I will be out of the grandma mode. So.
I hear that. Mm-hmm. I hear that. I know that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen.
Great topic.
Listen.
Great topic. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So, Ms. VIP, if you are already being his piece, what does he need to be for you? What is it that you need from him?
First of all, I need his calm to, I would say, my crazy. When I'm upset about something, he's very quiet. His voice is soothing. And then the more calm he is, it seems the calmer I get. And naturally, he lets me cry. So when I need to. And that's the biggest thing that I really like. I think his way of bringing the creator into things, you understand what I'm saying, and how we came together this way was very, I would say peaceful to me, but he always makes it seem like, he always makes it like it's always going to be peaceful when I know it's not going to be, but yet
right.
He is that calm. I like the fact that, as Danielle said, he gives me a safe space. He tells me that he holds my heart with his, and he won't ever hurt it. We both know there'll be disappointments, but the way we talk things through, it's peaceful. There's no shouting. Okay. There's just talking, like we're doing right now. And I always tell people, if I ever had to lose my peace and raise my voice, it's going to be a problem. So I don't normally raise my voice. I think also, too, it's just he always has a shoulder ready. When I'm really feeling overwhelmed, he just comes up and gives me a hug and just says, listen, it's okay. And that's what I like. So that's pretty much peaceful to me. That's the way he's my peace.
I see. So you said that he has to be the calm to your crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said that, right? So he needs to be ice to your fire. He needs to be the cream to your coffee. Because he has to help
absolutely.
You. He has to calm you down. He has to soothe you. He has to be able to be at a place where he can say, baby, it's all right. No worries.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then he could be a hothead like me, and I'd be like, go ahead, go off, go off. I want you to. Go off. Go ahead. Go off. Because after the day I had, woo, baby, I could get that when I go to 0 to 100 real quick. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I mean, it's true, but I'm
just saying.
But I get it. I get it. You know, there is something about having that other person who is opposite you, you know? I mean, that's why they say opposites attract, right? Because if you're at a heightened level of festivity, Lord Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, you do not want to get an Aries at a heightened level of festivity. I promise you, that is not a place you want to be. That is not a place that you want to be. Not a place. However, he has to be that element to calm you down before it even gets to that level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hear you. And you know, sometimes for a man to be at that level, you have to already show him that you're his peace. So he's comfortable being at that level. So there is a give and take, you know. You give a little, you take a little. But we should not have to be in competition for each other. The only thing I want to be in competition with is who going to buy the best gift. That's the only thing I want to be in competition. Baby, I got the gift that's going to knock your socks up. No, you don't, because I got one that's going to knock your – okay, let's just see. That's the type of competition I like. But competition to compete for each other's love? Yeah. We shouldn't have to compete for that. That should be something that should just flow naturally and organically. And ooh.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And with him being at peace, he's already at a place where he can keep you calm. Because he's already at peace.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Man, y'all on it tonight, boy. Y'all is on it tonight. Well, thank you for that, Ms. VIP. Now, what piece did you bring for us this evening?
Okay. Well, this piece is entitled, this is my usual thing because I just finished it, and being in the you-know-what mood, I didn't have time. But there it goes.
No worries. It's all right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. When the world pulls me in every direction, I need to get home to you, run to you as you open the door to fulfill the overwhelming need of your embrace. Listening to your heartbeat as you hold me close, you kiss me on my forehead, look down at me and smile, which is filled with the reassurance of your love. Your smile is like a balm to my soul, and I knew you were my peace. I was on hypervigilance constantly, always for others. I couldn't relax. One day, I was tired. You told me to lie down on your lap. You said you had me. I felt safe in your arms as I fell asleep and knew you were my peace. Never knew a love like this before, where your word is bond, made me a believer when my faith waned away. Your love brought me closer to our Savior. You professed, protected, and soon will provide. Your heart is safe. No matter what comes, with your hand in mine, I'll always know you're my peace. And that's that peace.
Ooh-wee. You know, for it to be untitled, this was a dynamic piece. You say you didn't have time, but you managed to find time to write this beautiful flow from your pen. So I don't really want to hear you say, well, I really didn't have time, because, yeah, great, great piece. I see what you're saying. I hear you. Mm-hmm. I hear you. And, you know, sometimes y'all got to keep putting this stuff out into the atmosphere for us men to catch it, you know? How else are we going to know if y'all don't talk to us? Got to tell us. Tell us these things, right? Just make it a safe space for him to be able to tell you some things. So.
Right.
All right. Now, before I get you over to the VIP lounge, let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany Radio.
Okay.
For Real Entertainment Network.
Well, all right. Well, every Wednesday evening, as aforementioned by my diva, we are in the erotic love zone. And there have been some dynamic shows and some heated up shows, some scorching hot shows. So you never know what we're going to bring, but it's all good. So y'all come on into the erotic love zone and have some fun with us.
Ooh-wee.
So that is every Wednesday at 9 p.m.
Let me tell y'all, that erotic love zone is a hot show, y'all. Hot show on Wednesday nights. It gets real steamy in the erotic love zone. Forget a sauna, baby. You don't need a sauna. Just show up. It'll get hot enough for you. All right, we'll get on over to that VIP lounge. Grab you a glass of that champagne from Peru. Just don't tell the CEO that I'm spending all kinds of money importing this. Just don't tell him. And if you see him walking around the VIP area, just go ahead and just give him a glass. Tell him don't worry about where it came from, you know.
I sure will. That's what's up. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Miss VIP on her way to the VIP lounge. Whew. Man. Next up. We're going to keep this party going. The next poet artist on the mic happens to be my East Coast go-go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro? Mr. Automatic, are you there? Mr. Automatic Charismatic, you're unmuted, sir. Can you hear me? All right, maybe he's sleeping. We'll come back to him. We'll keep the party going. We're going to move to the next poet we have. Amelia T. Davis, Poetical Angel Queen. Welcome. So let's talk about it.
Good evening, King.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank
you. You ready to...
To be here. Your poem was truly exquisite. Yes, I'm ready to answer the question.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. You know, I never know how my pieces are going to turn out. I just start writing, you know. But I appreciate you. But now, Amelia, if you're already being his piece, what does he need to be for you?
He has to be my protection, as in, you know, what has been discussed previously, that he's a safe place, you know, that he's not going to bring games or manipulation or do all kinds of various unsavory acts, but is loyal and is protective towards me and our relationship, and that nobody could, you know, put a wedge between us. And I think that's really what any real, true relationship ought to have within it, that, you know, you're each other's safe place. You can, like you were saying, somebody who you could trust to release whatever problems, issues, concerns you may have and be safe doing that, that it's not going to come back to bite you at some point. And the same with her, that she can release and discuss issues with you, and that that's not going to come back to bite her, and that you're together a force that is unstoppable, which also was outlined within your poem. And really what you stated in your poem is what I want to see from a man.
Okay, manifest it. Speak it out into the atmosphere, you know. But that's, I was going to say, that safe space, that safe space is important. I mean, it's really important. You know, because within that safety, there's a trust component that must be met and had by both. You know, because I believe that there are certain conversations that we avoid when we're in relationships because we just don't know if the other person can handle it, you know. And then depending on how long you're together, if you've gone through some things together, you've seen some things together, you know, you may feel like it's not safe to even have a conversation regarding something specific because you don't feel safe, you know. And Lord,
and
social media today. Ooh. Go ahead.
If you feel that way, then you shouldn't not to be in the relationship. You know, it's like people are constantly accepting less than, and each and every person is worthy to have a good, loving relationship that they can feel safe and secure in. And if you don't feel that way, then that's a signal you need to leave that relationship. Because if you can't discuss anything under the sun and moon with each other and you don't feel safe, then you really should be looking for somebody that you do find that. And the problem is so many will accept, you know, half female, half of a man, and not let go of them to seek a 100% man, 100% female. And then they go through, you know, years and years of being miserable because they don't have that trust factor. And so they're always kind of looking over their shoulder.
Yep, that is so true. It happens every day, every single day. And if I can't have that type of relationship where we can talk about anything without you getting offended, without it being my safe space, without me having to worry about whether or not you're going to stab me in the back with it, I'll just stay single. It's okay. I'm good here. I can talk to myself. I'm not going to stab myself in the back. I'm not going to put myself down. You know, but the desire is so that you can have that person who you can be open with. I mean, open. That's another show. We might have to have that on another show. We might have to. Can you be open? We might have to have that. But thank you for being transparent, Amelia, as always. Now, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
This is Fresh Ink. Matter of fact, I just completed it like seconds before the show began. So anyway, okay. It's called Peace with a King.
Mic is yours.
The equation is a simple one. First off, step into my life. Step up and be my protection from the wolves that surround me. Be the one I can trust without a shadow of a doubt. Be my strong supporter through thick and thin. Romance me. Bring me flowers. Have candlelight dinners. Play music for me. Talk to me to gain a better understanding of who I am at my core. Share yourself, explaining to me who you are in your depth. Give me a safe place within your embrace. Hug me, kiss me, give me back massages. Take me out to the park, having a picnic lunch, laughing and joking around. Give me a love everlasting, one that nobody can destroy. No woman to get in between us. No gossip or meddling would you believe or go along with. That no amount of money could be paid to remove you from my sight. No act of aggression could be employed to rip you away from me. I promise to you, whatever I ask of you, I myself would do for you. When we lay down to sleep, allow me to place my head on your chest, fall asleep into my slumber with your heart singing the beats of our musical love affair. Make sweet, tender love to me upon our bed of matrimonial bliss. Let no one into our covenant with each other. Hold my hand through all space and time as we fly amongst the stars at night and slide upon the sun rays during the day. Cause the men to become jealous of our love affair and the women envious, because they all can clearly see your love and devotion for me. and my admiration, solidarity, and love for you. Make this a love story that would rival those of songs and poetry, a unending love that would grow and mature into us walking the planet until our time is done. Be the peace I've waited for all my life. Bestow upon me a love I've wanted since my birth to manifest. Allow yourself to be the heavenly ordained king that has been promised to me by my Father God, by which I will be your queen, inscribed to you by your Father God. And together we shall find peace within each other's embrace. Take this from the imaginary poetic words. Bring about an actual connection and relationship into reality. You are my peace awaiting its manifestation. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
All right, Amelia. I hear you. Listen. I said manifest it, right? I said put it out into the atmosphere. And you did just that with your piece. You put it out there. You laid it out on the table. This is what I need. This is what I want. Point blank, period. And I applaud you for that. Fresh ink, y'all. Fresh ink. Great piece of poetry, Amelia. Great piece of poetry.
Thank you. I'm sorry I stumbled a little bit, but it's a brand new piece, so I got to do it a few times to flow with it. And as I said, I just completed it seconds before airtime, so I'm glad you enjoyed it. And yes, I pray that the Lord hears the words and brings the manifestation eventually.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But now, and he shall. But I'm going to get you on over to the VIP lounge. You know, there's some imported champagne from Peru. And they said they got a non-alcoholic version. I don't know how you do that with champagne, but that's what they said. So you're more than welcome to get over there and test it out.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, one love, one mic.
One mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Amelia T. Davis coming through, gracing us with her presence and her peace and her comments on the topic this evening. Man.
Oh, ooh, this is Neck Bones and Macaroni, the poet, Red Hot Hot Dogs. Oh, you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Two drumsticks and a biscuit.
Is, as Neck Bones said, Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. I'm your host of the evening, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, 319-527-6300. And when you get here, go ahead and press 1. We're not going to bite. I promise I won't bite. But if you're already here and you haven't pressed 1 and you desire to be a part of the show tonight, please go ahead. Press that 1. Next up on the mic, we have... Wait, where's J-Rob? J-Rob's not here? Yes, J-Rob's not here. I got to order myself. Ladies and gentlemen, Mother of Dragons. Hey, Mother of Dragons. How you doing? Mother of Dragons, are you muted? Mother of Dragons, are you muted? All right, y'all. I'm starting to think it's me. I'm starting to think it's me. I don't know. What do y'all think? Y'all think it's me? I don't know. Let's go back to Mr. Automatic Charismatic and see if he's available now. Go, go, brother. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, welcome. Welcome to the show, good brother. Welcome to the show. Tonight, my good brother. Tonight, my good brother. We're talking about, as fellas, how can your lady be your peace? How can she be your peace?
It's words of encouragement. You know, I look at that. Always trying to motivate me, you know, just, you know, battle, just go through a storm with me, knowing that she's there where I need her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So that's how she could be your peace.
Right? Yes.
Mm.
I'm her rock and she's my peace.
Okay, okay, okay. I love it. You love it. I love it. I could dig it.
Yeah.
So you have rock, she your peace. Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about, man. That's good to hear, man. That is so good to hear because it's not too often that, you know, most men, I won't say most men, some men, I'll say some men, can affectionately say that their woman is their peace. And it's sad. I mean, you know, and in the world of social media, I mean, we see openly where women are violently disrespectful towards their quote-unquote men, you know. And,
yeah,
you know, I'm just like, whoa. How does someone go from me falling in love with you to you turning into somebody that I don't know? And that's just some stuff that they've repressed for a long time, man.
Yes.
But that's good that you got somebody. That's good that you have somebody who is your peace. And you can identify that she's your peace. Hey, man, I love that, man. Kudos to you, man. Kudos to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, man. I had to, you know, she had to be seen at the doctor. She wasn't feeling well, so, you know, when she wasn't feeling well, I, you know, most of the time I want to do poetry, but instead of emergency, I'm going to make sure she's okay, you know.
Got you. Okay. All right. Well, good brother, now that we gotten that conversation out of the way, man, what would you like to share with us tonight?
Okay. I'm going to do a poem. I'm going to do a freestyle. You know it's going to be a freestyle.
Of course.
So, I'm going to do a poem called Let's Build.
The mic is yours.
I love you with all my strength. With all my desire, you set my world on fire. I require to build up a place where there could be a you and I, and love is like so deep that we qualify. I never apologize for my love for you, because everything in you just says so much value. You are the smile that I need, the setting of my seed. I have gone many miles down the road until the next episode. Will you be a part of my life? Will you be my wife? Because I know in deep in my heart, I don't want no other woman to even take that step towards my heart. You are everything that I need. You are the information of my situation. You are. So let's build, let's communicate. Let's change what we have right now. Let's go down that aisle. And I promise you everything will be worthwhile. You will be my everything. You will be my dominating love. It's all that I see in the clear mirror. It's so clear. You are everything. You are like the application that I'll put upon the tip of my tongue. And so let's build. Let's build right now. This automatic charismatic delivery entity gets in the morning if I've been dry.
Man, bro, tell her how you really feel. Let's build right now. It sounded, you know, I heard a little bit of Teddy P up in there. You know the song where he talked about turn off the lights? He's like, turn them off. You said, let's build.
Cedric said, tell you what he wanted in the song. Turn them off. Yeah, you know, I, for me, the way I feel right now is mom and gay distant lover.
Yeah.
She's in another place, so I'm in another place. So we meet up.
That's what's up. I love it, man. I love it. All right, good brother. We're going to get you on over to the VIP lounge. Thank you for being open and delivering that fire freestyle, man. So we'll get you on over to the VIP lounge. Grab your glass of that Peru imported champagne. Yes, sir. What you got to add, bro?
I may be driving the 18-wheeler, man. I can't get drunk now. You know, look, I ain't trying to run nobody off the road.
Listen.
So,
I'm not forcing you. I'm not forcing you to take a glass. But I do know that one glass won't hurt you. Now, if you can't handle, how many glasses you decide to take and throw back, that's not on me, brother.
All right.
My love, one mic, but
I can't wait until y'all freestylers come Sunday. Y'all don't want to miss the two freelot, Divine Inspiration and Poet. Y'all thought I was a freestyler. Y'all thought Jesus Storm was a freestyler. They are godfathers of freestyling right now.
Wait a minute. In my Black Panther T'Challa voice, we don't do that here. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's my good brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, coming through with the freestyle, blazing the mic down. Man, listen, man, it has been a dynamite show, man. But we got some more poets that's ready to come through. Next up on the mic, J Rob the Wise Son. This ain't your show, bro. Hey, Mother of Dragons, how you doing?
Hey, how you
doing? I got you all to myself. Ain't no dance floor, just me, you, and a VIP lounge and some bubbly.
You do.
Like a good. How you doing this evening? You doing all right?
It's like State Farm, like a good neighbor. Hey, I'll be there.
I know that's right. Woo! Pop the bubbly. There you go, baby.
Yes.
So
yes.
Let's talk about this topic, Mother Dragons. Mm-hmm. If you're already being his peace, what does he need to be for you?
I draw from so many things, but the main thing I think every woman wants is that he's a protector in her space. You know, that person that
there
not
is.
Necessary that will fight. You know what I'm saying? But she feels safe within him. You
there
know.
Is.
And
yep.
And I definitely think that's important. As you know, women, we can say we'd be peace or we're somebody's peace, but for a person, for you to feel safe in a person's space, that's top tier to me.
I love that. You know, that's one of the things that when I was a husband, right, I prided myself on making sure that my family was protected. I had three P's, and one of those was protection. And I made sure that that was on my list every day to make sure that I was doing everything possible to make sure not that just my wife was protected, but my kids were protected. And, you know, my if you had a conversation with my family members, they will flat out tell you, my first wife, I just, like, basically cut family off whenever they wanted to talk about the dynamics of my household. Oh, no, we're not going to do that. We are not going to do that.
Yeah.
None of y'all pay the bills in my house. None of y'all are married to my wife. None of y'all are raising my kids. So we definitely not going to do that. I don't violate your space.
And so that's a safe, that's a safe space. That's what you created.
Exactly.
You created a safe space.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it
but
was like,
the, I think
you don't come around. You don't. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you could take it a little bit further because feeling safe is an intimacy type thing. You know what I'm saying? When you're in each other's arms.
Right.
And she can sit there and rest her head on your shoulder and know that this is it. You know? And there's no looking back. She ain't got to look sideways. She ain't got to look both back ways. That she knows that this is it. That's the intimacy in it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Men, take notes, y'all. Take notes. Take notes. But you are absolutely correct. You know, is knowing that this is a safe space. You know, and just to feel that protection, you know, that protection will create all kinds of other things. Y'all got to come to the erotic love zone to hear about those kind of things, but it will create other things. And, you know, I applaud you for speaking that into the atmosphere because, we touched on it, others have touched on it and talked about being safe, but you said the word that I was looking for. Protection.
I think that's important. I think protection is a way of saying I love you without having to say I love you. When you're protecting that person, it's your actions that are showing her that this is all about you. This space that we're creating is all about you, and vice versa. You know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. Thank you so much. Now that we've gotten that part out of the way, what did you bring for us today?
I brought a piece. It's quite different. One of the two people that I love in the movies is Neo and Trinity, and I always felt that their relationship just showed a part of what a safe space is. And what a part of a different kind of love that they brought. They were always my favorite couple, and I wrote a poem about that.
I have to agree because even when you look at the latest Matrix, that whole movie was around their love. But I love it.
They always
absolutely.
Was that movie.
Absolutely.
Even though the author was a black woman, she definitely capitalized on love as a whole.
Yes.
And they epitomized how a love could be in that safe space. I mean, he rescued her for death a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, that is the love language of you are mine and I'm yours.
All right. Well, I'm going to get out the way and let you go ahead and the mic is yours.
Thank you. A palpable chemistry of sounds and movement. Body is arched with excitement. You are the architect to my body. The board is set, and he has got me glitching like a hologram. I'm plugged in. And there only can be one Neo. We dissipate to different rooms, bending each other to our own wills, and as we consume our past alliances, this is our matrix, a continuous cycle. Our Smiths are our past explorations, as our past exploitations that won't let us have a Trinity. The life we desire. Which one? The red or the blue? Blue is misery and entrapment, and red is happiness and fulfillment. And the oracle of our lives, if we choose one another, is infinite possibilities. Our destinies are tied together, and the crescendo of the orgasmic climax, legs divided, hearts entwined, our hearts gravitate towards each other time and time again. Uncertainty of how this will end. And that's that piece.
Oh, my goodness. Red represents happiness. Yes. Yes, it really does. It really does.
Yeah.
This was a very, very, like you said, it was a different piece, but it was beautiful. I enjoyed it. I love the way that you did it, the way that you wrote it. You really captured the essence of love with this piece. And I love when you said the oracles, right? A true Matrix fan
yeah.
caught that. Like we a true Matrix fan caught that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
but this was a dynamite piece, exquisite piece. I love it. Thank you. Man, thank you for stretching your pen, too, because I see what you're doing.
You're welcome.
And I love it. I love it. Now,
you're welcome.
I'm going to send you off to the VIP lounge by yourself for now.
Okay.
I think I'm going to have to hide you away in one of the room VIP booths.
That's fine.
If I just
you can do that.
Because I know J-Rob's in the building, and I know he's lurking about. So I can't have him, you know, can't have him doing certain things. You know what I mean? Like, tonight is a duo event. It's not a threesome. It's a duo event. So, J-Rob, I'm sorry. I got to hide you. I'll have to have one of my waiters escort you because the security team just is still tied up with Danielle. And, they're not moving.
I got you. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
One love, one mic.
Like always, one love, one mic.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mother of Dragons with that dynamic piece and being truly open about the protection that she needs. If she's being his peace, he better be her protection. Man, I love that. We're going to keep this party going. We're going to go to my brother, Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. What's up with you, bro?
Hey, Van Poetic. What's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
Hey, brother. I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right. Glad you're here with me tonight, brother, because I needed some more masculine energy, bro. You know, me and Otto holding it down, all these powerful women coming through. You know, I said, where are my brothers at? And Mr. Automatic answered the call. You answered the call, so thank you, good brother. I'm doing good, man. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm really a good day today, man. We had a little birthday party over here, a little one-year-old, you know. 1 year ago today, and here she is, you know. So, yeah, man.
Happy birthday. I love it.
Yeah.
Nothing like celebrating the anniversary of your birth. Nothing like it, especially with kids, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Had
1 year old?
Mouth and all that good shit. Yeah, man.
Did you get in the moon bounce?
Huh? Oh, no, I ain't fucking around. Yeah. I let the kids have that shit, man. get the jump and something pop? Nah, man, hell with that, you know what I mean? Not in front of the kids, baby.
I know that's right, man. I know that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, man, listen, man. Well, thank you for coming through, man. Because, Joe, let the ladies know how she can be your peace. How can she be your peace?
Oh, man, that's a complicated thing, man. But, yeah, if I got peace of mind around her, I mean, it's like, you know, that's like a blessing. I mean, give me my peace, like, you know, understand that, you know, my little idiosyncrasies and stuff like that. Know that, you know, we're going to talk about this way before anything ever happened anyway. But,
right,
you know,
right.
It, show me that you listened to what I was saying about me. and my feelings and how I feel, you know, what kind of mood I need to be in. You know, and I'm going to reciprocate, but, you know, that's the best thing that you can show me that you my peace. Yeah, you know, I can lay down or something like that. If you want to go out and hang out and shit, I don't got to worry about it. Yeah, that's peace.
That's peace. Yes, sir.
That's that peace. I ain't worried about nothing. Yeah, go have this shit, girl. Rock out. Shit. And I can sit back and chill. That's peace.
Man.
And we can go out together and do the same thing. That's chill, man. I ain't looking nowhere. She ain't looking nowhere. We just enjoying our space. You know what I mean? I want that kind of
peace. That's peace.
Give me that kind of peace.
For sure. For sure. You know, you said something. You said that lets you know that she's listening to you. She's paying attention to you. She's studying you. I feel like that today women don't study men anymore. I feel like we study them more than they study us. And if we're together, it should be a continual education lesson. We should be studying each other every day. But it seems so one-sided today. You know, social media is just, oh man, it's just, it's good and bad, right? But you see,
man, social media
more
is just like reading the National Enquirer, man.
Man, come on, bro. You ain't never lied. Some of the callers too young to know about the National Enquirer, but it's a magazine full of tabloids, about every and anybody. But could appreciate a woman that would take time to study me. I really could, because it lets me know that your agenda is different from what I'm used to. And man, you talk about that dynamic of you know, she going out and you at home, and you ain't got to worry about nothing, bro. That is definitely peace. Cause I like
that's
that.
Peace,
on, I like that. I like that on Sundays. Football season. What? Oh, you want to go? Yeah, go ahead, girl. You're right. I'm right here.
Yeah,
just be out
that,
with
that type of thing, man. That type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, come on. That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Yeah, man. Peace.
Absolutely. Appreciate you, brother, for the conversation component. Now, the listening audience, just like me, is waiting to hear Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer spit. So if you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, here we go. Promises of love. There are no definitive words to describe what I feel. I've known physical love before. How can this feel more real? Empty promises. Let me stop right here. Definitions of love have no bearing when most feel that caring is not enough. Promissory notes rarely get paid. How can I promise to love you and not have you stay? Unconditionally is how I love every day. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Number one is just the thought of you. Number two, well, let's face it, we've been crapped on. Promises of love is like a trap door. Don't fall for that. Action speaks louder than words. No one's proven that. Back to one thought of you. Yes, I love you like that. I've had you in ways my voice can't relay. I've comforted you with my vocal embrace. Love outside of the physical realm is, often rejected. Can a promise of love be reflected on a page I write? When we say goodnight to strangers, how can we awaken in love? I, for one, write my reality with the morning sun. I can't project my thoughts as yours. What I can do is love you as you are. I look up to meet your eyes, to find in them the things I finally found in me. Love, compassion, authenticity. I was on this road twice before. I wasn't in love with the first, sort of in love with the second, but never had a true love I needed until you. Every touch leaves me wanting more. Each kiss, I'm breathless. I used to think this kind of love was silly. Reading about it, I thought rather clingy. It's what you're giving me. Now I crave it. You see, I wear my heart on my sleeve. I love you, babe. something I never tire of hearing, and I never tire of saying it. My world is in color because you're in it. At sunset, I am in anticipation of holding you close to me. Then about daylight, making love at midnight to reach over in daylight and feel you by my side. Hell, you love me. I thank God daily you're in my heart that he gave me you, giving me true love. It makes me shine inside and out. My heart is yours forever and a day. In peace.
Yo, man, one thing I can say about you, bro, is you ain't got no problem telling it like it is when you do your pieces. This is what it is, and this is what happened. And it makes for great storytelling. It makes for great poetry. And it also makes people respect you for who you are as an artist, but also as an individual. So I appreciate you and your ink, bro. You said a whole lot of stuff in this here piece. I wasn't in love with the first, sort of, kind of, with the second. Bro, come on. Oh, man, and then you thank God every day that she's laying by your side, bro. This, man, listen, you took us on a journey through this piece. And, man, this is why I'm a fan of your work, man. I'm honored to be called your brother because, man, this Joe is fire. I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate that, man.
Hey, man, I'm going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can grab some. I'm sorry. See, I slipped up. Yo, I said Get Down dance floor. That's because J-Rob messing with me, y'all. Y'all don't see what he's saying behind me. He messing with me. He just mad that I got the Mother of Dragons and he wasn't here. That's what it is. But it's okay. I'm going to send you over to the VIP lounge. There's a glass of bubbly imported from Peru over there with your name on it, brother. Go ahead and get you some and enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, bro. Thank you.
You one love, bro. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is my good brother Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. Man, did y'all hear what he said, though? There's a lot of wisdom in his pieces, man. Y'all better pay attention. Pay attention, man. Next up on the mic, uh-oh, y'all. Uh-oh, we got Epiphany's own one-half host of Renaissance Poetry. Y'all, if you heard the show last night, that you already know. Ladies and gentlemen, Kimbrella Renee, a.k.a. Hurricane, in the building. What's good with you, queen?
Hey, peace, my brother. How are you? I'm good.
I'm doing good. Good. Glad to hear you. Welcome to the show.
Indeed. I definitely wanted to make a point to make it over, so here I am. I love the topic, so yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for coming through. And I'm curious to hear your take on the topic because I know you've been listening, you've been hearing everyone's perspective, but now it's time for you to give your insight on the topic. So if you're already being his piece, what does he need to be for you?
If I'm already being his piece, I think the biggest thing for me is appreciation. Appreciating it. And just knowing and understanding how to, you know, I hear a lot of us asking to be just, you know, be my piece. But not many people know how to do that for themselves because you have to know how to be at peace within self first to be able to then give that to someone else. Because the worst thing in the world is when someone is the other's piece and the other person brings them nothing but chaos, chaotic energy. You know, if you understand anything about energy, especially when, I mean, I'll even take what's part of a relationship, making love. If a person is not at peace, they will completely wreck your world through that transfer of energy, and you'll wake up the next day and not even know what the hell even happened. You know, before this situation, your life was going great. Your energy was balanced. Everything was good, and you mess around and lay down with somebody, and they got hell going on within them, and now you walking around with it. So those are the two key things for me to appreciate that is what I offer. And to also know how to do it for self, which then in turn allows you to easily do it for me. It's not a job. Because if you don't know how to do it for yourself, it becomes a task to be that and
right.
give that to someone else.
Right, right. Oh, man. You know, that's amazing, right? Appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, appreciation goes a long way. It goes
yes, it
a
does.
Long way. You know, when you tell somebody thank you, that's appreciation, right? And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
if she was already being my peace and all she needed from me was appreciation, baby, you're going to get appreciation all day, every day. Because that's something, even though it may seem small, but it is very large to a person who loves it, right? So, oh,
yes.
man, that's
yes.
So deep and so
and
dope. I yeah.
As easy as you just made it sound, Van, you would be surprised how difficult that is. The reason why I am not in a relationship right now is for something
wow.
that is that small. But people feel like you're supposed to do that because you're my woman. I'm entitled to that. And it's like everybody is like, you know, I deserve this. And okay, you deserve that. But do you understand in order to get all the things you think you deserve, there's some maintenance that comes in
yes.
order to maintain
yes,
that
yes,
person,
yes.
place, or thing
yes, yes, yes.
that's bringing that yes. into your life? What are you coming to the table with to, you know, understand that, hey, here's my part? Or, again, I appreciate it because here's the thing. Nobody in this world has to do a damn thing for you. If they are moved
right.
to do it to me, when we look up and we look at all this craziness going on in the world and you have somebody that is just moved just because you are who you are to love on you, to be your you better find something in yourself to appreciate that person because they don't have to do it. It could
absolutely.
Be given to somebody else.
They don't have to do it. Absolutely.
Yeah, it could be passed on to the goals, their drive in life. That energy can be spent somewhere else. So appreciate somebody is taking their time, you know, an investment that you cannot get back. You cannot walk to anybody with a receipt like, yo, can I get them last 3 years back? You can't do that. So somebody's giving you that, appreciate that.
You know, I can agree because one of the things at this stage in my life that is valuable to me is my time. And I expressed that
mm-hmm.
at work on Thursday when I was leaving the office.
Mm-hmm.
I promptly leave though. I get off at 4:30. I'm leaving at 4:30.
That's right.
I get in the office 7:15, between 7:15 and 7:30. And one of the things that I expressed was, listen, I've done my 8 hours. No one is asking me to stay late. I'm not volunteering to stay late. My time is important to me. Time is the one commodity that you cannot get back. So when it has been wasted and you spent all this time on someone to a point where there's nothing there or there's no
mm-hmm.
positive outcome, then those of us that have been single for a while, we look at that and we be like, huh, well, I'm glad I didn't do this. I'm glad I didn't do that. Because the time that we vested, it's gone.
Right. It
it's
is.
Gone.
You cannot get that back. You absolutely cannot. That is the one thing in his life. You just cannot get back. And so, when, like I said, you know, if somebody spends their time that could have been given to a goal that they were trying to attain, their children, you know, anything that
right.
time could have been
right.
invested elsewhere, you definitely, and this is for any relationship, really, honestly, you know, the appreciation factor is big with me and my
right.
friendships,
right.
you know, my
right.
family. And definitely, most definitely my relationship. And like I said, if I am what you consider to be your peace, the least you could do is say, you know what, thank you. That doesn't cost anything
absolutely.
But opening your two lips.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. And fellas, I hope y'all taking notes if you plan on sliding in into the sister DM, because sister appreciation is important. Appreciation is important.
Yes.
So let me help you before you go there in an unappreciative manner. She won't cut you off.
Yeah.
She won't cut you deep. She'll cut you deep. She's a wordsmith. I know how her words go. She will cut you deep.
You know, but you know something? You know, as much as you know, I would agree with you on that. You know what cuts people deeper with me? Because of how giving I am and how much peace I do bring when I'm just very silent. That does more than me, anything I could ever say, because I go so hard for everybody I love that you notice when I'm not giving you that energy anymore. You notice it. It's felt.
Absolutely.
So I don't even have to do all that. Like, I don't have to do all that yelling and screaming. I used to do that until I recognized, I understood my power. Now that I understand my power as a woman, I don't have to do that anymore.
Ooh, my God. Today, Lord, today. She's,
Yep.
I had to come back because you said you had to come back.
Bring it on back.
I had to bring it back. But listen, thank you so much for your perspective on the topic, and I love it. But I also love your poetry. So what did you bring for us tonight?
Thank you. Okay, so you know I always have to give you a choice because a lot of my pieces are untitled because I just like to have that open space.
Sure.
You know what? I got one. No, I know which one I'm going to do when you're ready.
All right, the mic is yours.
Okay. His mind print remains framed on my walls. As I begin to mind trip from the souvenirs that his eyes gift me with each and every time. See, his air is refined. Everything he touches blushes with his essence. His presence is too grand to be kept secret, silenced by sealed lips or even a muted tongue. As his energy calls bluffs, dubbing the most persuasive denier a liar. Minutes, seconds, hours, and days have passed, yet still his grasp has yet to loosen or fade. So I wear him. His story surrounds me, and I know his author. So I'm anointed in the reed as it feeds me in spiritual increments. Steady. See, his homework, that laid foundation of algorithms and calculations with the fragrance of consistent stimulation that occupies his space even when he leaves. He's that aftermath where you just have to ask if it adds up to 2 points determining a mutual line of magnetic traction of conclusion jumping. From what could be respect, intercepting carnal passes in a time where coquetry is a sport and virtue is trapped within open holes filled with misguided erections. He comes bearing lessons with the most humble inflection that can be worn through any walk of life. He is culture, an embodiment of many things aware and collectively peace. His war only threatens to lift you from your mind grave, destroy counterproductive brigades, and breed with you into fortitude of being whole and bright. His voice is like passionate chemistry with the righteous delivery, and it moves through crowds, bowing loud egos and raising brows, exuding the kind of rich savor that your ears and pores adore. Bonds form effortlessly through his cohesion, and there's no specific occasion or reason required when he inspires. He was hired by something higher. I even admire his perspire as it drips manifestation, and he wears it like the finest cologne. As we grow from the roots of truth, where lies have no shelter to hide, nor hindrance in our rise, in peace.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm over here sticking my chest out like you talking about me. That's how that's how I felt that piece.
You know something? Job well done. Listen, I want anyone to find themselves in my piece, and that's the biggest compliment that I could actually get when I recite. When you find yourself, especially if it's a piece celebrating, you know, some good stuff that we don't hear often enough on either side, male or female. Listen, take what's yours in the piece. Take what's yours.
Listen, I took it all.
I know that's right, man.
But this was a beautiful, beautiful poetry to the fellas. I mean, and I don't know how any man can hear this and not take ownership for themselves, because also what you did in the piece. I don't know if you meant to do it in the piece, but you're making men accountable to themselves because you're pointing out everything. You are pointing out everything. And if a man realizes, like you said earlier, the power that you have, if a man realizes the power that he has and the two of you join like that, oh, my God, nothing can hold us back, not a single thing. So there is an accountability throughout that piece for us as men to be like, yeah, I need to do better because I need to be this, what she's talking about. I feel it, but I really need to feel it.
I love that perspective. You know something? Like, I did mean to point those things out, but I probably didn't have the perspective that, you know, all that you just said, so I appreciate hearing that back. And I want to say one last thing, because I know you got a lot of people on the line, but one of the other things that I really would love, you know, if you're, you know, male or female, if you're going to be someone's piece, you know, for that other person to be responsible with it. Be responsible with it. You know, because again...
Yes.
It doesn't come, you know, it's not a lot out there, you know, to find in the first place. So when you do have it and you're blessed to have it, acknowledge it, appreciate it, and then be responsible for it. Because I have this one line that sums that up in a poem, and it says, "The risk of saying and then displaying the words 'I love you' is how responsible the recipient will be with handling you in the after."
Oh, my God, yes.
Be responsible. Yes. Yeah, just be responsible with it.
You know, I often say that I will not say I love you unless I truly mean it. Because I don't take those three words lightly. If I tell you I love you, I mean it. Because I don't just say it just to be saying it. And a lot of people just go around, oh, yeah, I love you. Yeah, I love you. But where were you when I needed you? Where were you when I called you at 11 o'clock at night when I was having a mental breakdown and you were the only person I knew could talk to me and help me from jumping off this mental ledge? Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah. Excellent topic, though. I thoroughly enjoyed, you know, because I love to hear everybody's perspective. So I'm going to try to stay on a little longer. But thank you so much. Shout out, you know, to your show.
You.
I love it.
Listen,
love what I'm hearing
tonight.
Before you
go, dynamite show last night. But can you let everybody know what you got going on?
Absolutely. Okay, as Van stated, you know, I'm definitely an Epiphany member. I am a third host of Renaissance Poetry. If you did not come through last night, as my brother just told you, you missed a hell of a show. This is an open mic space where all genres are welcome. We ask you to spit your best shit. And when we say that, it's not to impress any of us. It's that, you know, that poetry that you feel confident about. We want you to bring that through. We are on every other Friday. So our next show is on August 12th, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. So, you know, come through, tell a friend, bring a friend, be prepared to spit your best shit and vibe with the host and the rest of the dynamic artists. One love, one mic, y'all.
There it is. One love, one mic, Queen. Now get on over to that VIP lounge and grab your glass of that bubbly.
Sure will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Kimbrella Renee, a.k.a. Hurricane Epiphany's own one-third host of Renaissance Poetry. We're going to keep this party going, man. Next up, are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? I know I'm ready because I do love this brother. I love him immensely. If you cut him, you cut me. That's how serious it is. He's my brother from another mother. But he is also one half host of Epiphany's The Get Down. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you that guy, that dude, Mr. DSP. I call him the Dark Knight, but he is J. Rob the Wise Son. What's good, bro? Wise Son, are you muted?
Yes, I was. Because I was climbing the stairs. Good evening, Van Meadows.
Good evening, J. Rob, the Wise Son. How you feeling tonight, brother?
So, I'm really good. Earlier, I was kind of torn because I heard some fangs and I was trying to understand them fangs. I was like, hold up, did he just? I know he did. He's not.
Hey, man, listen. I'm gonna tell you like this.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Someone broke into the studio, and they imitated me. You know how I be imitating For Real the Poet? I think For Real might have imitated me in that point in time. I think. I'm not sure. I gotta check the security footage. But go ahead, bro.
It sounded to me like somebody was trying to push up on a sister, and I wasn't there. And then they mentioned my name.
Did that happen?
He ain't here. So it's just me and you.
Man.
We could be like the Manhattans. Let's just kiss and say goodbye, but not before you spit your poetry, baby. I was like, Lord, Lord, Lord.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
No. Like in that movie Glory, when they were going, Lord, 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 Lord. La 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 la. Mhm. Mhm. I was like, my et to my brother.
J-Rap. Yeah, it was your brother, man. It was me. No one broke in. It was me.
Oh,
I got so overwhelmed with all that chocolatey goodness. I just could not help myself.
So is it safe to say that you jumped across the table, brother?
Brother, jump. Brother, I did leaps and bounds. You know what they say with Superman?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Say less. Say less. Say less. Wow.
What's good, bro? How you feeling, man?
I ain't complaining about nothing, man. Tonight's a good night. I'm just trying to make things happen, poetically speaking. Listening to some people who I think are giants in this poetry game that we're in, and there's some people out there, brother, I'm a Stone Cold fan of, and I've had an opportunity to meet a couple of them once or twice, and it didn't really happen for me the way I thought it would. Cats like Black Ice, or Salam AC and whatnot, and I was like, wow, you know, but I follow them, and I think these are poets that I follow. And there's others, like the Kimbrellas, what have you, that I think are just powerful when it comes to what we do as poets and poetically inspire sometimes my writings. And I just was in a situation where I had to listen to some of them, and I was listening to some other poets around the city, and I'm like, all right, cool. I'm confident with what I got. You know,
that's what's up.
And a sister, I was at an event last night, and these people made this young lady cry because it was first or second time. And, you know, people wasn't – it was like being on a clubhouse. You know, you in some of them groups and people ain't feeling your piece.
Yeah.
They don't say nothing to you. It's just quiet. And she told them that, you know, she's just getting her wings in this, and the audience didn't give her no love back. So I stood up by myself.
Oh, man.
Stood by myself and I clapped for her. And there was a couple of people that was like, you know, that piece wasn't all that good. And I walked up on stage, put my arms around her, gave her my handkerchief, let her wipe her tears, and was like, y'all realize what we do is not easy. Someday you're going to see the sister again and she's going to be a powerful poet. And y'all going to remember this night that y'all made her feel less than powerful. She is a bolt of lightning in a cloud that hasn't exploded yet. And she's going to create havoc because some people are going to use this moment as motivation, and what y'all doing is wrong, making her cry. And I was like, sister, I'm here for you. And I was like, as a matter of fact, I'm going to forego my slot, spit another piece. You know, the person who was the MC was like, you know, you can't do that. I was like, I was going to go after her anyway. So let her take my slot, spit another piece. I'm not going to spit.
Gotcha.
You know, she got real nervous. And I like, read it however you feel it. I'm going to hold your hand. And I held her hand, and she read the piece off of her phone, and she had a little bit more confidence. And at the end, she just gave me a big-ass hug and was like, you know, thank you, because no one's ever did that for me. And other people was like, yo, that was cool what you did. And I'm like, I didn't do that for y'all. I did that for her. Y'all ain't got no right making anybody feel bad about spitting their poetry because you don't like it. So what? Still clap for them. Give them encouragement. You know, that young lady's going to be dynamite. But she, man, the silence that she got, I was like, what? Oh, no. I mean, I wasn't overwhelmed with her piece, but I wasn't going to let her just be up at that stage by herself because you could see the nervousness when nobody clapped for her. And I was like, nah, we ain't doing that. So it's all good.
My man. Well, that's, I wouldn't expect no less of you, brother. But I need some more masculine energy regarding this topic tonight, bro.
Well, stop stealing people from you then, bro. What's happening?
Hey, man, listen. How can a lady that you're dating or you're with, how can she be your piece?
There's so many different ways. So many different ways. Men communicate different than women, and a lot of women don't understand that. If a woman is into you and she's crowding you to jump on board with what she wants, we tend to shut down and withdraw. Some women don't know how to just let a man be. Just let a dude be. You have someone who will pressure a man to be in a relationship with them because they dig them so much, not realizing that there's a whole lot of stuff in that man's history that he's dealt with, that he has yet to deal with, and he don't want to deal with. And you bringing some pressure to him of any kind tends to make that cat withdraw and be like, you know what, I'm going to just fall back. I still rock with you, but I'm going to fall back because you don't get me. And if a woman will observe the man that she's interested in, she'll know in her observation how to deal with that dude. His ups and downs and just the shit he wants to be around and things he wants to deal with, she'll understand him. And most women can be a man's piece just by letting him be. It don't take a whole lot. Pay attention to that dude that you're talking to, that you are interested in, that you have an affinity for. If he's not sharing a whole hell of a lot of himself as he once did, he's starting to shut down. And when he starts shutting down because of some of the energy you might be bringing to him, he's not going to hate you. He's just going to shut down more. And when he shuts down to a point where he just doesn't want to deal with this anymore, that's when you have that conversation where I need to talk to you.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So true. So true. Because a man will shut down. You know, we talk about how women like to put up walls. Let's put up these walls and, you know, want to have a man work and try and tear those walls down. Men can put up walls too. You know, we'll tolerate stuff for a long time. We'll tolerate it. And then it gets to a point where we're done talking to you about it. You're not, you know, you're not with it. You're showing me that you, it really doesn't matter to you. So I'll just keep it internally, or I'll talk to, you know, one of the young ladies at work, because she's always concerned about, you know, why I look so sad or how am I doing genuinely. But that's a whole other show. But that is genuinely, ladies, how that happens in most cases. Great perspective, my brother. Great perspective. I appreciate you for that. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, what piece would you like to share with? Oh, man, no. My pleasure. What piece you want to share with us tonight, my brother?
I actually have a piece on lock called Be My Peace.
My man, I knew you would go, man. That's why you my brother, man. The mic is yours.
This dude. Dearly beloved, I bet you didn't know this about me, but when the world tries to chew at my soul, there are times when I could just hear your voice after all of that. It brings me peace. When the streets brings its own set of horrors, and I constantly am able to escape them and just need to be surrounded by the inner sanctum that is you, that brings me peace. When you can tell that I don't want to talk about it because whatever it is cuts deep and you just hold my hand and massage my scalp and let me be me, even that brings me peace. Even when I think you don't pay attention to me because I'm always paying attention to you and reminding you what you mean to me and you whisper, baby, don't ever think that I don't ever got you. We're a power couple. And sometimes I need you to hold me tighter than a python. That brings me peace. Because you know what, lady? I don't think you will ever really know all the things and all the energy you bring or what you do for me when you are that missing piece that becomes my peace. Because when I'm in your loving arms, black woman, I can forget about the rest of the world when our things are right. When our things are intellectually and spiritually perfect and our physical is where it's supposed to be and it's not even sexual because I got you. Because when I got you, at least I know I got peace. And that's all I ever need. It's you to be my peace. Poem.
Yo. Did y'all hear, my brother, did y'all hear? I'm going to go back to one particular part of this poem. He said, black woman, when I'm in your loving arms, I can forget about the rest of the world. Bruh. Bruh, your pen is fire, bro. You are an amazing poet. And I'm not just saying that because you're my brother. I'm not just saying that because we're good friends. I'm not just saying that because you're a host of the Get Down. That's a genuineness about you as a poet. And brother, I'm inspired when I hear your ink because you always make me want to be better. So I salute you and I appreciate you for that with these kinds of pieces, bro. Phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
I appreciate you, bro. Thank you. Real talk. Thank you.
Absolutely.
It's funny how this topic just came up.
Man, it did kind of just come up, too, because I was thinking about it, you know, yesterday, Thursday. And I don't know if y'all had a chance to look at the event page and you actually seen the artwork that was chosen for the picture. I opted not to use a male or female. I opted to use the elements of nature, what God created, because there is a certain element of peace that we have to aspire to get to. as individuals before we can be that for someone else. So, my brother, before I send you to the VIP lounge to grab your glass of that bubbly, if you would be so kind as to let the listening audience know what you got going on.
Man, listen, I'm just a lonely pebble in a big old lake of poets. But every Thursday night, I get to throw that rock out the water and create some waves with Van Meadows. And we have this thing that we call the Get Down. Every Thursday, Eastern Standard Time, starting at 9 p.m., Poetic J. Rob, the Wise Son, will think of something that we want to talk about that gravitates to your poetic pen and ask you to stretch your pen. Bring some poetry. Bring something to the table that will inspire someone that's just, even me and Van. And I can't wait till next Thursday. It's the first Thursday of August.
Yeah.
We got two more months of summer. Let's get down with the Get Down. And I can't wait to hear what y'all got to talk about. Wait till you see the artwork I'm picking up for this one. This is going to be something dope. So thank you all who came out this past Thursday. Thank you all who loaned us your vocals, who blessed us with your talent and didn't see it robbery to visit the Get Down. That was completely awesome. Thank you, and I hope to see you again. Even our newest caller who came through. So thank you again, Van Meadows. Back to your show.
Absolutely.
I'm going to slide off and get me some of that bubbly.
My man. One love, one mic, bro.
One love and one mic, King. Peace.
Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, my good brother, J. Rob the Wise Son. Catch him this Thursday. Congratulations. If you are still hearing the sound of my voice, you have made it into the overtime hour. Those that were listening in online, well, you know, they got cut off. You know, I feel bad for them if they didn't call in, you know, fast enough to get on the, you know, but hey, you're still here. I'm still here. And I want to hear you. I want to hear what you have to say because you deserve to be heard. Tonight, it's Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. I will give you the dialing number, but it's irrelevant. It's a mute point. But tonight, we're talking about fellas. How can she be your peace? And ladies, if you're already being his peace, what does he need to be for you? So let's bring in this next caller, area code 682. I think I know who this is. Welcome to Let's Talk About It. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, this is Tony B.
Hey, Tony B. I thought that was you. J-Rob talked you up just a moment ago. How you doing, y'all? You doing okay?
Hello. I'm well.
Good, good. Well, welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning in and hanging out with us. We appreciate you. I appreciate you.
My pleasure.
Now, tell me something. You've been listening
in.
Been hearing all of the comments.
Yes.
But now is time for us to hear your thoughts, your perspective. So tell us,
okay, if
you're being his piece, what does he need to be for you?
If I'm being his piece, well, I would love for him to be, as per usual, as everyone has said, well, the women, protector, you know. And I would need him to lead me or lead us on the path of elevation, you know, in life and spiritually, you know, that's what he has to do for me. If I'm giving him all this peace, that means I'm giving him 100%. And he has to, I would hope that he would lead me right. That's
Man,
what he has
listen.
To give me.
Listen.
He has to lead me right.
Ooh, baby. You hear this? Not only the protector, but he's got to be an effective leader.
Exactly.
Especially spiritually. Oh, man, listen.
Yeah.
Listen. I love it. I love the fact that you brought that point out. Because not every man that has the position is an effective leader. We see it in the workplace all the time. Just because you have the position doesn't mean that you're effective. And the same is said in relationships and the dynamic. And I would hope that my fellas are taking note, because it takes a lot to lead a woman. Because you have to first yourself be submissive as a man unto your creator, unto your higher call.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not willing to be submissive to that, then how can you lead her? How can you lead her? Where are you leading her to?
Yes.
Where are we going? Don't lead her down no dark tunnel. And all you have is a match for light. Don't do it. Please make sure that you are an effective leader before you make a big step to decide that you want to lead. And if you don't know if you're an effective leader, ask somebody for help. It's okay. We all need help sometimes. It's okay. No one is going to think it's less of you, you know? Man, Tony B, listen, you is setting fire. You coming through just tearing it down.
thank you. Appreciate that.
I appreciate you. I appreciate your perspective tonight and your transparency. Because it takes a lot to talk about, you know, what you need as an individual. So I appreciate you for that.
Welcome.
Now that we've gotten that part out of the way, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
Well, I was torn between two, but this might be on topic. It's I guess that if you don't give me what I need, don't get mad at me. Basically, I guess that's the type of poem I'm bringing.
The mic is yours.
And it says, don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me that I know my body better than you do. It's my body. Me and her been rocking since before time. Don't get mad at me that when I touch myself, I tremble with vibrating pulses of electric energy. Don't get mad at me that I make those melodies as soon as I close my eyes and fall back. Don't get mad at me that my body reacts and being bolts of pleasure through every cell of my body, becoming an ocean of savory nectar that you love to taste so much. Don't get mad at me that I can make myself feel as good as I make you feel. Don't get mad at me. I can give you something that I can give myself. Quivering, shivering, soul devouring. Don't get mad at me. And that's my piece. Thank you.
You heard her. Don't get mad at me, because I can please myself, because I can do for me. Don't get mad at me. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. I love this piece. I love your writing.
Until someone proves me wrong.
Oh, Shalon. No, I love it.
Indeed.
Thank you so much. I'm glad that you're deciding to rock with us, man. You are an amazing poet. And I, for one, am happy that you're here. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you. You're welcome.
Pleasure's all mine. Now I'm going to send you on over to the VIP lounge I got tonight. I imported some champagne from Peru. So make sure you go over there, get you a glass, and stick around, and enjoy the rest of the show.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Did y'all hear that? Oh, my gracious. Oh, my gracious. Whew. Oh, man. Is it Wednesday yet? Because, whoo, God, I got some things I might want to let off. All right, we're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, y'all, we have the promoter of promoters, y'all. We got Miss T. LaChelle in the building. Hey, honey, how you doing?
I'm doing.
You doing all right?
I'm behaving.
That means that you're not really behaving, but you're behaving. Okay, all right.
I am this time. I am. I promise.
Okay. All right. You promise? Okay. No. All right.
My word. Yes, my word.
All right. Well, Queen, tell me, because I've been waiting to hear from you all night, so let's get to it. If you're being his piece, okay, what does he need to be for you?
Student.
Say that again.
A student.
Oh my God.
The
Did y'all hear what she said?
Say that.
Wait. I got to make sure they heard you. Because I had you repeat it a second time for a reason. Did y'all hear what she said? Because I'm about to say it for a third time. She said a student. I done ordered all my textbooks from the store, from the bookstore. I done got all my utensils. I got my notepads. I got my pens, my papers. I even got that scientific calculator just in case you decide you want to get arithmetically complex. But go ahead. Why did you say that?
Because I know a few weeks back you had another topic that, and I forgot exactly what it was, but we discussed how love is not a person, it's the purpose, right? It's the same with peace. You know, it shouldn't be like in the person, but it's the purpose. We're supposed to seek peace together. We're supposed to seek love together. And in that, we need to become a student of ourselves, see exactly what it is that we need within ourselves and develop that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, for instance, my mate would have to know what his love language is in order for him to tell me exactly what it is I can do to provide him with peace. And if I'm looking for a leader, you know, or a protector, then I would need to know what that looks like to me. So I would need to know my love language as well. What does, you know, that signify to me? So I would have to know me in order to be able to get to know if you're even compatible with, you know, where I am, or if I'm compatible with what you need. You know what I'm saying? You have to be a student of yourself first and be willing to find peace within yourself first. And then we grow together. It's like we're walking in growth together. You know what I'm saying? And so this is why, you know, I would rather be a student. You know, my mate be a student. We grow and learn together. I don't want to be your piece, because if something were to happen to me and I wasn't there with you, then your peace is gone. I wouldn't want you to not have peace. You know?
Right.
Because trust me, I've witnessed that. And, you know, I don't want that for anybody, where you got to sit there and figure out, you know, what happens beyond, you know, the end of days with your mate. You know what I'm saying? You have to find that peace within yourself and still be confident to move forward.
Right.
So if anything, I would want to be able to be that catalyst to help strengthen my mate, and he do the same for me.
I love that. You know, I said that at the in part of my response to the question about learning together. I should be able to teach you, but you should be able to teach me as well, because that's part of the growth process. We should be feeding each other's minds all the time, all the time. You know, and one of the things that we talk about is this competition thing between men and women, right? Like, why am I competing with you? We should be gelling together, learning together, growing together. You know, this life is already hard enough. There's already enough that we have to compete with outside of our home. Why do we have to compete inside of our home?
That's the problem right there, the fact that we competition and we're not trying to collaborate or complement each other.
Right. Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
But I mean,
thank you. I'm not gonna turn my tassel yet because I haven't graduated. that's a whole unique perspective, you know. And I did state, you know, a lot of times men study women more than women study men. Because honestly, if we use social media as an example, I see more women on social media promoting their physiques, their bodies. I don't see a whole lot of men doing that. I mean, I know they do it, but I see more women doing it than men. And then get mad at us because we approach them in a certain way. Well, this is what you're giving us. If you were in a business suit, and you were still doing the same thing, you probably wouldn't get a whole lot of attention. I get it. But it's all about what you are seeking. What are you seeking? So if you want a man to be everything that you need, men, we do have to study women, and women, you certainly have to study us. It should be a continual education, continual. And guess what? You do not have to take out a student loan for it.
Right.
It's free.
But it's also self-knowledge as well. Like, you have to know and understand what it is that you need and want. And the only way you could do that is, you know, digging deep. And, you know, like, a lot of people are afraid to answer the question, what is it that I want? You know? Mm. And when you've never stop to answer those questions about yourself, you go out there wondrously aiming and looking for somebody, and you don't even know what the hell you want. It's like,
right.
It makes no
Absolutely.
Sense, you know?
Absolutely.
And then you get this person, and they don't know what they want. You don't know what you want, and it just looks like unorganized chaos. You know?
Yep. 100%.
At the end of the day, you're kind of just running into a brick wall with that, you know? So you have to have full knowledge yourself before you can even try to step in the arena with somebody else, or at least on the path of gaining a full knowledge of yourself.
Facts. Whew, man, that's a lot to unpack there, but you did a wonderful job breaking that down. I thank you for that. Now here's the other part. I get to hear you do poetry, and I am excited about that. So what did you bring for us tonight?
I didn't bring a piece. I just brought kind of
If y'all can see the look on my face from my dude from, what is it, Get Out, with his mouth open, his eyes wide.
I mean, everything that I have right now is old that would possibly be on this topic.
Man, we got a whole lot of new people here. They haven't heard it. Go ahead. The mic is yours.
Okay. This piece is called The Wonder. Prince Charming, my angel, my king, and my friend, my love and my one, he is. Baby, you are it for me. I am enamored by your power. In you, I see boundless strength every day, and you still manage to hold your head high after this world tried to decimate you. You have no idea how proud I am of you. I see you tired and hurting in the late night, and that is something that I will not ignore. Baby, acknowledge the fact that I was sent here to love you, to be light when things look dim, to be your tranquility in a belligerent society. And what we have is much more than they can see, because they are blind. And we all know that they are ignorant, because you are the epitome of that Negro they fear. You are courageous and you are intelligent. You are determined and unstoppable. And what they hate, I think, is sexy as fuck. All you have to do is wake up and breathe and you piss them off. And you made my day complete and set a flame to a consuming fire inside of me for you. What kind of power is this? Those sons of bitches try to emasculate you and make you think that you needed them, but you are successful without them. You don't need their handouts. You never needed them to tell you who you are, because, my king, you are enough. You are victorious. You are my hero and my ministry. Can I get your permission to be the sounding board to your heart? Let me drown out the voices of the world, to breathe life into something greater than us, becoming more than what we can fathom. We are called for such a time to constantly remind each other what we bring back to this world. Let us be the love that we want to see. Can I get your blessing to still love you through this? You're more than wonderful, more than amazing. An irreplaceable love of my life. You are God's masterpiece and my gift. And you can still trust me with your heart. I will never forfeit your love, sabotage our union, nor will I diminish the fact that you are this world's leader and this home's priest. Let me show you that I only want to tap into and uplift the warrior within, making careful choices of my words to exhale and transcend deeper healing. Let me go to war with you, standing by your side, protecting your vibe, praying energy into your being, casting heaven spells of dreams growing bigger than our fears. You are incredible. You are valued, and your life matters to so many. I honor and I respect you. I acknowledge the wonder in you. I willingly submit to you as your queen. To my black man, young and old, please know that you are loved. Poem.
Hoosa. hold on, let me get myself together here. Cause y'all ladies killing me tonight with these pieces. Y'all really doing something to me in this piece. There's so much you said.
It was clean.
It's
it
very
was clean, though.
No. Yeah, but ma'am, I am a sapiosexual individual. Please understand this. Okay? This right here is an amazing piece, because you address so many things when you talk about, I mean, there's certain things that you say in this piece and the way that you say it. I mean, we especially the singing, but when you say you willingly submit, I was like, where's the number for K Jewelers? Where is it? Where Jared? You know, he went to Jared. But nah, but this piece is amazing. You are amazing when you write and you recite and you just put yourself into your poetry, and when you uplift men the way that you do with these kinds of pieces. Brilliance, pure brilliance.
Thank you.
So thank you for that. Now I got to get you over to the VIP lounge.
No way.
So you can grab some of that bubbly. Just watch out for the likes of J. Rob the Wise Son, for the poet. They running around over there. So just watch yourself, okay? Okay.
I got you.
All right. One love, one mic, queen.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Tila Shaw. Wow, amazing piece. All right, next up on the mic, we have our CEO of Epiphany ADO and Raw Links. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you for real the poet Douglas. Baby.
Hey, what it do? What it do? What's going on, Van? Let's talk about it, Meadows. What it do?
Oh,
hey, you know what?
Man,
I thought I was calling into the poetic therapy, man. I ain't know we was talking about it tonight.
Thought I heard somebody saying something. You knew
crickets.
He was calling in to let's talk about it, bro. I heard crickets too. You knew he was calling in to let's talk about it. You know poetic therapy was on last week. You know it because you was there.
Man, I don't know. Y'all always got people talking about it.
No, man.
They was talking about it tonight too. They was talking about it.
Wasn't they?
Yeah, Tila Shell, I'm jumping into your inbox, across your inbox, babe.
I told you to be careful. Tila Shaw, be careful. Nah, but in all seriousness,
yes, sir.
In all seriousness, bro, you and I have had these kind of conversations before, so it's really not nothing new for you and I because we talk about these things. But for real, can
yes,
I call
sir.
You for real? Okay, I'll call you for real.
Yes,
okay.
You can.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. How can she be your peace, bro? Let's talk about it.
Hey, my brother, man. With me, it's real simple, short. She could be my peace by providing me with truth, honesty, loyalty, and love. True love. These things don't cost you nothing. You know?
That's right.
It's simple. Simple ingredient. At least three out of those four things will get you there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, bro.
Yeah.
Why is it always that, I'm going to go off topic, but not really off topic, but why is it always that women come with those qualifications, right?
They
that they have those qualifications in the very beginning, show you these things. But as we were talking about earlier in the show, as time goes on, then one or two or all of them just lapse. Like when you don't pay an insurance policy, it just lapse.
I see where you're going. I see where you're going. Yeah. People put those stipulations out there, then find it hard to live by them. Themselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. And I'm going to say this carefully. Because you're part of the insurance policy. You're still holding up. You're still being the provider. You're still being the protector. FYI, those are my three P's, y'all. Provider, protector, priest. My three P's. You were still doing those things. You were still showing that you are this effective leader. You're still leading. But those four things that you laid out there, brother, they lapse. They just fall by the wayside. And often we get blindsided.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh.
Yeah. Are those any of those still in existence? It's almost like finding a four-leaf clover, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I think most people find them to be old-fashioned, but it's nothing like the old school. It's simple, you know. It's real simple things. I don't want much, you know. Money doesn't really play a real heavy part in that at all. I didn't list that as anything. I'm real old school. I mean, it might be sad, silly, or something like that, but, you know, I'm about love first, you know, and what you mean to me first. We can survive a lot of things, I feel, together, you know, strengthening each other. I just come from that school of thought. You know, and also, I just want to say this as well. Because I dug something that T. LaSalle said herself. I don't want the other person to rely on me. I don't want to be there. How should I say? I mean, in a sense, I want to be there, peace. I want to know that, yeah, I bring peace to you. But to be your all in all, and then something happens to me, where are you? You know, once you're losing your mind or whatever, you know, I don't want to go there with things. But when we're talking about just a simple relationship, being in love with each other, being a partnership or whatever, things like that, you know, just give me that. I'm going to put it out in front. I'm going to tell you I'm not for no bullshit. That's not what I'm looking for. Been there, done that. So when my stipulations come out in front, yo, love, peace, truth, and honesty. Did I say loyalty? That's five now. So, you know, and I'm going to do everything to my best of ability to provide those things for you. Okay?
Wow.
I'm telling you straight from the door. This is what I'm wearing on my sleeves, you know, on my skin.
Yes,
I'm breathing it. I'm providing it. This is all I ask for. And that's all I want in return. You know?
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's it.
Hey, my brother. I love it, man. I love it, man. That's how you do it, man. I appreciate the old school, man, the old school way of thinking. We need to get back to that, you know, because this new age way of thinking, it ain't working. It ain't working. So,
mm-mm.
Appreciate you, good brother. Appreciate you, bro.
Hey, thank you, man. Hey. You know?
Now, my brother. Now it's time for you to be heard, as you would say. You can come to Epiphany Radio to be heard.
Yeah.
So if you're ready.
Yeah, yeah.
You're ready. What you got for us tonight?
Hey, man, since I thought it was Tuesday, I came with this erotic piece, man. I thought it was Mojave's show. So, you know, it's real nasty.
The mic is yours.
No, I'm just messing with you, bro. This piece is entitled Oh Peacefulness, and his old is so sappy, and it goes like this. Peacefulness is truth, love, honesty. Oh peacefulness, find your place in me. Flow through softly like a gentle breeze upon enchanted streams. Flood my shores with pure, unbridled loyalty. Purify me. Cleanse me, forever be, forever she, see, she be my dime piece, forever she. Loving her provides me with inner peace and a peace of mind, love, peace, and tranquility. Peacefulness seduces me, my seductress, my peace she be. No thin line between love and hate dividing us, just love, simple and great, like a piece of cake. Real, no fake, not fake, my dime piece, a slice of life has been given to me as well. I offer her a piece of me. Loving her awakens in me once hidden things, emotions and feelings. Finding myself often in a pause, thinking about her and drifting off, reliving fantasies. feathered landscapes, indigo things, blue seas and shores, peacefulness she be, reaching out to me, her calm whisperings assuring me, O peacefulness, seeds of your silhouette I gather like falls, leaves scattered, auburn, and I'm in a daze. I said, I'm in a daze. Moved by your gravity, watching each dance traversing air unseen, falling. It's amazing the peacefulness that my peace brings. Branches flex like some huge muscle imaginings from strong oak trees. Nature's fragrance permeates, carried by the most gentle breeze. Reaching these nostrils, I take it in. Pure, untainted oxygen, that heavenly substance. Because of peace, I'm able to take it in. Thanks to the Most High and her assistance. At peace, in meditation, seeking inwardly and finding it in her, my peace. Inner peace, God, the universe, and poetry, I've entered peace. Oh, peacefulness, my peace, responsible peace, my sweet, sweet dime peace, provides me with a peace undying, my peace, responsible peace. Peacefulness she be, and I pray that what I provide does the same thing for her. Peace, for real.
Yeah, bro, you were definitely sappy with that. The king of sap returns, yo, with this fire peace. What he's talking about, you know, he said she and the Most High. As long as they're there and he's got peace. Amen. Did you know that you were sappy? You know you was a sappy poet?
Yeah,
did you know that?
I knew. You know, I didn't have the time qualified to go all in. You know, I was writing this during the show, man. I had to pick up my pen, as I say. No, pun intended.
That's right, bro. Hey, man, this is a fire piece, man. You never cease to amaze us when you come through, man, and just share a bit of your soul, because you put soul in your pieces. And we appreciate you
for that, man.
We appreciate you for doing that.
Hey, man, it's a beautiful thing. I just want to say, man, the show like this, I love the conversation. I love hearing the different many conversations. And you can almost, it makes you, well, how should I say? You can almost change your mind on your thought by listening to the others before you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I
so
said, I'm listening to T. I heard a couple of other people's perspective on the topic. All of them make sense to me. Everybody has a different thing. You know, I guess it's according to what we've been through in life. But just to hear other people's thoughts and how they feel about a certain topic is therapeutic. And like I said, T had me thinking about a couple of things, listening to her perspective. The thing is, when I wrote this piece, it was basically just to write a piece with a little bit of my perspective in there. You know, I was more concentrating on the writing of the piece with the topic and the word play being peace in there. But I commend you on having a talk show based around poetry, because we get regular poetry, you know, you up on the mic, you next, and people spit.
Right.
But this is refreshing,
right,
being able to have a conversation and then being allowed to express yourself poetically. So I appreciate what you're doing over here, man. I salute you.
Thank you, good brother. I appreciate you, man, for taking a chance on a brother like me, and having me on your network, man. And I'm honored and humbled. You might fire me, you know, just about every day, but I'm still gonna show up to work.
Yeah, you know, you got over on me really, because when I first saw you, you had on a halo, and now you're wearing horns on Tuesdays.
Yeah. Tuesdays, yeah. It's Tuesdays and Wednesdays now. More like Wednesdays.
Yeah,
sure.
Wednesdays too. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wednesdays.
Yeah, it's the
Wednesdays. Over there at the Sex Zone.
The Erotic Love
Sex
Zone.
With La Perla Negra and the Sex Zone with La Perla Negra and Miss VIP.
Yeah, that's about right. That's about right. Yeah. But but thank you again, good brother. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you for coming through, sharing your perspective as well and the transparency. But now I got to get you over to that VIP lounge so you can get a glass of that Peru imported champagne. Don't worry about
bill.
I'm sure there was some money in the budget to handle that. Worry about
you always tell me that. You tell me that every time.
Every time.
Mm-hmm. All right, my brother. I enjoyed my time here, man. I'm going to continue to listen in.
Look, the lights in the studio is still on. The lights in the studio are still on.
They still on?
Yeah.
Hey, that's because Paul in there.
Sponsors ain't pulled out, Rawlings ain't pulled out.
That's because Paul. Paul is back there with a bud and a beer. That's why the lights still on. Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, man, before you get out of here, before you get to that VIP, would you please mind letting everybody know about Raw Links?
Hey, thank you, Van Schmeadows. Yeah, Raw Links. Hey, I got stuck, bro. Healing bracelets, necklaces, earrings, precious, made of precious gems, crystals, stones, metals, and they have healing qualities. They're not just beautiful, but they have healing qualities, and you know, you could be it can be found at Facebook, under Raw Links Be Raw. And check them out, y'all. If you're interested, inbox a brother or inbox somebody from Epiphany Radio, and they'll lead you to the way, Check us out at Raw Links. Be Raw. Baby. Hey, say, how do you go over there? Why be average?
Why be average? Raw. Be raw. There it is.
That's right.
Baby. Mm-hmm.
Take your socks off.
All right, my brother. Get on over there, man. Enjoy your bubbly. One love, one mic.
I shall. One love, one mic. One love, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, one love, bro. That is our illustrious CEO, or as Queen Simmons like to call him, our benevolent benefactor, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas. Appreciate you for coming through. All right. Let me give you the lineup, the Epiphany lineup, so you know exactly where all the shows are and what's going on. Tomorrow night is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. And that show will start at 8 p.m. At 8 p.m. because that is the Youth Poetry Night. We want to make sure that the kids can get on and be heard. So it will be 8 p.m. instead of 9 p.m. Monday night, y'all, is King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, y'all, is going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. And then Thursday night, y'all, is the Get Down, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Iron Sharpens Irons with your host, Anonymity. And then Saturday will be Poetic Therapy with your host, La Perla Negra. So, fellas, how can she be your peace? But first, you must be at peace. You must know what brings you peace. Ladies, if you're going to be his peace, what does he need to be for you? There were a lot of interesting answers. Protector, safe, student, man, appreciation. All of those things were said tonight along with other things, but I just love the way that your perspectives shined tonight. And we thank you for opening up and giving us insight of what you need from us. Without you, I say it all the time, without you, the poets, the listeners, the callers, there would be no Epiphany Radio. So we do not take it lightly that you come here night after night, day after day, week after week, and hang out with us here on Epiphany Radio. We love you for that. And we hope we see you tomorrow night. But we got to get out of here. So, one love, one mic, and always remember, take your socks off. Baby, peace. Good night, family.